Thanks for tuning in to Mountain View Fellowship's weekly podcast with lead pastor Don Headley. At MVF, our mandate is pointing people to Jesus by fostering relationships. We know Jesus cared for people and placed a lot of emphasis on relationships, so we do too. We believe that we're created for relationship with God and that He gave each one of us a desire to belong. If you'd like more information about MVF, connect with us at mvfcolorado.com. Now, stay tuned for this week's message.
Good morning, Mountain View, and welcome to the lesson today. Grab your Bibles and head over to Matthew chapter 13. We know as Jesus went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom that He didn't always find a receptive audience. And many times, even in places where He did some mighty works, people wouldn't repent. They wouldn't listen. And for many of them, they were actually searching for ways to trick Him and catch Him in a lie and call Him, you know, blasphemous and bring charges against Him. And so it was this reason that Jesus began teaching publicly in parables. He's going to talk more about that in the passage today. But a parable is just simply a story that's used to illustrate a moral or a spiritual lesson. And many times it's using something that's familiar to the audience, whether it's fishing or cooking or farming. The problem Jesus faced was that many people, although they had ears to hear, they had become hard of hearing. To illustrate this problem, Jesus told a parable that has come to be known as the parable of the sower or the parable of the four soils. It was told by Jesus to illustrate the different reactions to the gospel message. And this parable is told in Matthew chapter 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8. We're actually going to read it out of Matthew chapter 13 today. It's the first 23 verses. It says, "Later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. A large crowd soon gathered around Him, so He got into a boat. Then He sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on the footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns as they grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. His disciples came and asked Him, 'Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?' He replied, 'You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to My teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. That is why I use these parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand.' This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'When you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear. And they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand. And they cannot turn to Me and let Me heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they didn't see it. And they long to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word. But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, and even 100 times as much has been planted. This is one of the few parables that we actually have Jesus' own interpretation of. He gives it to his disciples. The significance of this particular parable is enhanced by the words of Jesus recorded in Mark chapter 4, verse 13. He says, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all parables?" See, the value of this parable becomes clear in the light of Jesus' explanation. For by it, we see ourselves and how we really are in regards to how we receive the word or the gospel of Jesus Christ and how we've applied it to our lives. So I want us to take a look at this parable at a deeper level. Let's take a look at all of the elements. The first one is the farmer or the sower. Now, it's not specifically mentioned who that is, but we compare it to another parable that Jesus told, the parable of the wheat and the tares. And in that parable, Jesus explains, "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man." So it's likely that the farmer or the sower in this parable actually is an immediate reference to Jesus. It's himself. But it's a fair use of the parable to apply it today to anyone who is faithfully proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Another element is the seed. The seed, we're told in verse 19, is the message about the kingdom. It's the gospel of the kingdom, which is the theme of a lot of Jesus' preaching. It's about him coming to earth, about him providing salvation for all of us. Then we get into all the soils. The first one is the footpath. Think about throwing seed on your asphalt driveway. That'll give you an accurate description of what he's talking about. It says that the soil represents the one who hears and does not understand. Most likely, this is because those who are hardened of heart have already hardened their heart before the word was ever presented. Another one that comes into the picture on this soil is the bird. It represents the evil one. Luke, in Luke 8, calls him the devil. It says he's the one who snatches away the word from the hearts who are hardened. See, their condition is being blinded by Satan. While Satan contributes to their blindness, it's also brought about by the hardness of their heart, though. The second soil is the rocky soil. Here in the Rocky Mountains, we know what that's like. It's hard to grow anything here. This soil represents the one who, in verse 20, hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. But then it goes on in verse 21 to say, "But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last very long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or they're persecuted for believing the word of God." See, some hear the word and receive it with great joy, but with no root. They're not grounded in the word. And when trouble arises, they have no endurance. They stumble because they don't have deep roots in the word of God. What we learn here is that an emotional reception without a strong foundation based on the word of God won't enable anybody to stand against the trials and tribulations of life. When things get really rough, we'll fall away from what God has told us in his word. The third soil is among the thorns. If you just think about the vine weed or the goat heads that we have here, I think that'll paint the picture for you. The soil represents the one in what we're told in verse 22 who hears God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of life and the lure of wealth. So no fruit is produced, is what it says. Now, how these thorns can actually cause us to be unfruitful is explained in other places in the Bible. We're not going to focus on that. We just want to focus on the fact that they didn't produce a crop. The fourth soil is the good soil. My grandparents are from Iowa, and I go visit them when I was a child. And I remember them plowing up this black, soft, just full of nutrient-type soil. That's the mental picture that I have of this type of soil. This soil represents those who were told in verse 23, understand God's word and produce a harvest. Luke in chapter 8, verse 15 actually said it this way, said the soil represents honest, good-hearted people who hear the word of God, they cling to it, and they patiently produce a huge harvest. These honest, good-hearted people are the ones who will understand the word of God, they'll keep it, and they're patient enough to produce a harvest because of it. Note the importance of understanding the word in relation to producing a harvest or bearing fruit. Jesus makes this connection in this parable, and Paul connects these two as well in his gospel to the Colossians when he was talking about the gospel producing fruit among God's people. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, he says, "You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives. Just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. When one understands, they're more likely to produce a harvest. But the key to understanding this is being an honest and good-hearted person that's willing to listen and learn. It's one thing to understand the Word of God. It's an entirely different thing to apply it. So in conclusion, I want to remind you what Jesus did after he finished telling the parable of the farmer. It says that he cried out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Church family, may we hear, may we examine, may we understand, and may we accept the gospel of Christ, the gospel of his kingdom, and may we produce fruit.
Thanks for joining us here at Mountain View Fellowship. We'd love the chance to meet you in person. We gather each Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. at 1955 Headlight Road in Strasburg, Colorado. If you aren't able to join us in person, we'll meet you right back here next week. God bless. Thank you.